What it is?
This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And this is Hard Factor.
And there is no one that does it better.
Right now, yeah.
Nobody does it better.
I ain't repeating myself. Go ahead, tell me something right now.
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare.
And I'm not a racist. And I'm always cheering.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
That was a
nice.
Good one.
It's all synced up. We got this Florida Man Friday going against all odds.
That's right. Nothing's gonna stop us.
That's except so for the insane.
Except for the fact that the power went back on while we were on our way over.
Yeah,
here.
I got the call on the way that we're like, everything's fine.
Oh, yeah. That sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
I still wouldn't have trusted it though.
No,
that's
I mean
true.
It was an explosion.
It could go out at any second.
Pat almost pooped his pants. It was like Pat thought there was a war going on, and he ducked behind.
Yeah, he did.
He started ducking.
I've been around gunshots before. I've been in a club where someone started shooting.
Pat's prepared to fight for you.
Pat just throws Mark's body under the garage door.
If there was an animal,
said,
he would have sent it outside. Yeah,
send the canaries out.
Yes. All right, y'all ready?
Let's do
all
it.
All right, let's go. Good morning, and welcome to another episode of Hard Factor. It is Florida Man Friday, December 13th. How you guys feeling?
Feeling pretty good.
Very good.
Oh, yeah. Always good when it's a Florida man, and today Mark is going to lead us off with a triple decker of Florida Man stories featuring public nudity.
Oh, you teased it. All right. Well, I'm going to have to alter my. It's fine. That's fine. Yeah. Yep.
Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have let the people know. It's
you don't
all
sound
about,
sorry, Will.
No.
Not well. You know, this is. We should really discuss these things pre-show. So
we that, should.
That, yeah. No, that's on us. All right. Well, it's still going to be a good story. And then yes. Wes, Pat, and I will take us through a tropical storm lightning round of other salacious Florida man tales. Mark, get us going on that story. It's probably not about nudity, right?
Right, exactly. So this segment was supposed to be the progress corner with Large, but a transformer blew in Wes's neighborhood, and he's not going to have power for about a month. So we had to be agile, right? Yep. And we had to move the recording locations and times. So here we are. I'm going to take this segment all to myself in honor of Large. And what are we going to call it? The nudity corner? Because we already teased it like the...
Large ain't here corner?
The cavity search? We'll call
yeah,
it
the cavity
search.
Yeah, right. Florida cavity search.
Love right. that.
First one.
Just and get this, up in there, Mark.
Yeah, let's get up in the cavity.
Cough twice.
First one, and this might be the best one. 56-year-old Rodney Davis, a Disney security guard and married man of 20-plus years, showed up to an undercover sex sting completely naked and was arrested.
Can't say that Rodney's never prepared.
No.
Right? He's like a Boy Scout.
He doesn't want to waste any time
yeah,
with the cordials. He
yeah.
rings on the doorbell and he's ready to go.
Very efficient
he's
sex
predator. He's erect when he gets to the door. 124 people in total were arrested during the six-day Operation Santa's Naughty List. Nice little name there for the operation. It was one of those like a female cop pretending tends to be a prostitute thing, and then when the guy shows up to bang her, like 20 cops arrest these guys. Like,
get down on the ground,
right? Like, yeah. They don't have it hard enough, right?
I love these.
Maybe right. He kind of knew. Maybe he knew he was blown already, and he was like, "Fuck it. The only option I have is to make it more uncomfortable than him, and for me to go in there naked."
Yeah, like these poor idiots that
no,
are. Probably...
No. He didn't walk to the door knowing that he was about to go naked into the cops.
No.
He walked to the door.
Why else would you yeah. do that?
No, because he was ready to fuck.
Yeah, maybe
because.
She charges by the minute.
He doesn't like. Yeah, exactly. He doesn't want to mess around.
The only
huh?
thing he was wearing was his coupon.
But I just feel bad for these guys because they already have to like you know organize this like prostitute setup, and then they get there and they're kind of probably down on their luck to begin with, and they're arrested.
At least he was probably.
This is the worst thing that happens to them.
Yeah, he was probably recently showered. If he was
everything's the worst thing that happens
yeah,
to these guys.
The worst thing behind that door is yeah, a bunch of cops.
For sure.
The first thing going in there to bang a prostitute because you're not getting any outside of prostitutes is already bad.
Yeah,
and
right.
then you go in. Yeah, so it's just, you know.
It's losers down on their luck, getting even worse luck. As part of the operation, Polk County Sheriff Grady Judge said they used internet advertisements to arrange meetings between suspects and undercover detectives posing as prostitutes. And he said, this guy walked up to the front door of this home in a neighborhood on a cool evening, buck naked. Now, if you don't know the difference between naked and buck naked means you're not even wearing socks. Yeah. He didn't have a stitch of clothes on, but he was carrying a shirt, I guess, in case of an emergency. He walked into the house and he was proud of himself.
This Andy doesn't own a car.
Yeah, he was arrested. Yeah, exactly.
So
he was
juiced up.
He got off the bus
and
he used
public
naked.
Transportation. Yeah.
He was arrested on charges of soliciting a prostitute and possessing Viagra without a prescription. They busted him on that. I don't know where he was keeping the Viagra. In his hand.
He keeps it in his cheek like a sign.
Wrapped up in that just in case
the shirt.
Shirt.
Yeah. Judd also noted that 65% of the Johns arrested were married, so a lot of marriages broken up here. And he had a word of advice for the suspects' wives. He said, "You might want to go see a doctor because it wasn't the first time these guys have done this."
Yeah. Or start having sex with your husband.
One other person that was arrested in the 124 that I thought was notable was Thomas Gainey, a professional golfer who had his PGA card on him while he was arrested.
Oh, no.
As part of this thing. Yeah. Whoops. Hole in one, right? Second story. 64-year-old Larry Teague was on a no-contact order after being arrested for beating up his
it's
wife.
It's got to be Teague, right? Teague is not a real last. Teague, right?
Tagui?
T-A-G-U-E.
It's Tag. Teague? Tag? I don't know. But anyways, he was arrested earlier in December of this year after he beat the shit out of his wife. And then when he was released, he was ordered to have a no contact with his wife. And he didn't.
Well, that makes sense if you
that.
Beat the crap out of her. Yeah.
Right. They were like, you're going to do it again. So he ignored that and called her 23 times, then left 14 pieces of evidence in the way of voicemails. So, so she had 14 no contact violations there. So the cops went to arrest him again. And when they did, it took two attempts because when they knocked on the door at 3 a.m., he answered the door completely naked with his right hand behind his back holding a handgun. So they left. Got a federal arrest warrant and recuperated and in the process spoke to his brother before attempt number two. And his brother warned the police that Teague had been home alone a lot recently and acting strange, walking around the home naked.
No,
I don't
shit.
Know.
Yeah.
Wait, they left the naked guy with a handgun?
Yeah.
Just
Yeah.
I kind of really respect this move.
Yeah.
Because if someone's knocking on your door at 3 a.m. waking you up, you're fully within your rights to meet them at your door.
Well,
meet.
That exactly.
Yeah, but this guy,
that's your domicile, your
Pat,
kingdom.
Pat, you're correct. That's why they couldn't arrest him. They didn't have the warrant and they didn't identify
right.
themselves.
But
he
imagine,
didn't give him a chance to identify himself.
Imagine the scene in this guy's studio apartment. He's just stark naked by himself, handgun and cell phone, screaming like, "I'm about to come over and commit a crime."
No, like, he'd be screaming, "You want this? You want this, don't you, officer?
I'm loaded, all right." I love how his brother knew he was walking around naked a lot.
Can you
like,
tell
like,
him excited to
he
see
He knows. It. He's just pacing with his cell phone.
So on,
all my life.
On attempt number two, deputies ordered Tate to come outside while they were organized and said, "We have a federal arrest warrant," or whatever. And so he did. He walked outside again, completely nude on the next day or whatever. And he was taken into custody without incident. No one was injured. The officers recovered a small army's worth of guns from the house, including a 50 caliber rifle. I've got a picture of it. Like, it's a pretty impressive.
Not totally naked then.
Yeah. He looks like he's going to do some real bad shit.
Yeah. His wife was right to get out while she did. Last story for this segment, 33-year-old Adam Ross Mizrak has been arrested for animal cruelty and causing pain and suffering after authorities say he stabbed his landlord's dog in the neck.
Oh, no. Whoa.
Yeah, it's pretty
How
pretty
much you
want to
bet it was on the first of the month?
You think?
Yeah, rent.
Or like right before.
Yeah.
Rent disputes do get heated.
They do.
On Monday night at a home, what day was that? You know, like, I think it was actually the middle of the month. On Monday night at a home on Sherwood Boulevard, Kimberly Armstrong, who's the dog's owner and landlord, reportedly told police that she was laying in bed when she heard her dog Shiloh yelping. When she opened the door, she says she saw blood. And then according to the police, she then saw Ms. Rack walking around naked, covered in blood. And when police arrived, they found his bloody foot trails, like all the way leading back to his house. And inside the bedroom, they found the bloody knife in his kitchen sink. When he was arrested, he told the police that he did not mean for this to happen. What happened was he stabbed the dog in the neck about eight times fractured or punctured the carotid artery. There you go. And jugular vein. No news if the dog is alive. It was rushed to the hospital and had emergency surgery.
So he didn't mean to
not.
Purposely walk over and kill the dog in cold blood.
Right. Like eight stabs the neck.
Yeah. Why would you do that naked, you know?
So
Jesus.
It was going to be a guess what the trend is, but it was probably not a new trend. Men committing crimes in Florida and getting arrested buck naked.
Yeah, pretty common.
There you go.
You want to see the dicks of some lowlifes?
Yeah.
Head on down to the Sunshine State.
We'll see if the cavity search comes back in later episodes.
I'm sure it will. I'm sure it will. Wes, take us to the lightning round, bro.
Living on the edge of a lightning bolt, and I do not apologize for that. Oh, yeah!
All right, this may be one of the most evil and despicable stories ever, let alone in Florida. So, 48-year-old William Foster claims to be a nice guy. He was the owner and operator of a nonprofit called Foster's Care.
That's convenient. His last name is Foster.
Uh-huh. He had a website, legal documents, and all. His program, according to the website, was, quote, a comprehensive restoration program for victims of human sex trafficking and protection in partnership with police and FBI. What a noble cause, right?
Yeah, it sounds really good.
Yeah, it sounds amazing.
He would bring them back to their former glory.
Yeah. He's got like one of those stars. Remember those like stars that people would put up in their windows?
Neighborhood watch, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, whoa. Shit.
Yeah, yeah, they're like bright orange.
Yeah.
Well, no. Turns out this sociopath was using his nonprofit as simply an easier way to identify and recruit young women who were already in some kind of foster care or from dysfunctional families looking for a better life. As he put it to one of the girls, quote, the best places to recruit minors and young women were from group homes, shelters, and exotic dance venues, including low-end venues where the young women may have violent pimps. So,
wait, so this guy was he was running his own sex trafficking ring?
Exactly.
And he was recruiting under the ruse
under the guise of a nonprofit to help
dirty.
To help victims.
You got
as dirty as it gets.
It's terrible, but it's very resourceful.
It's actually a great business
because recruiting is the hardest part, but that's terrible.
He knew these people were, first of all, pros.
Broken.
And broken.
Don't say that.
There's a reason the scheme worked.
Right, exactly, yeah. All right, according to prosecutors, Foster allegedly forced women to go on a lemon juice diet to lose weight, required his girls to get breast and butt implants and undergo nose jobs, liposuction, and even remove their ribs to shrink their already tiny waists.
Whoa.
That's from the article. They all had to follow his orders to entice wealthy men into sex and were pressured to make as much money as possible, prosecutor said, even sending one recruit who he met at a strip club and who shared her terrible story with him to Detroit during Hurricane Dorian, telling her to not return to South Florida until she had $150,000, with explicit instructions on various sex perform, and one of those thermometer gauges to track her earnings, like the ones you see on like charity telethons. Like,
holy,
we're almost there.
Shit.
Yeah. Just a few more thousand blowjobs.
He sent her by herself?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't she just take the $150,000 and run?
Well, she's the one that did him in. She's the one that called the sex trafficking.
This guy's not that
until
smart.
Until she sexed $150,000 and brought it home.
Right. But she was in a completely different state halfway across
right.
The country.
He got too big for his pimping britches.
And he thinks he's brainwashed enough that she's going to come back with the $150,000.
He got too cocky.
She wasn't scared enough.
He thought he was
him.
God.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. So, in addition, let's see. He also offered them sports cars and jewelry to sweeten the deal, all while withholding their cash, promising them he was holding it for retirement, which of course he wasn't.
This guy's like a middle manager. I guarantee this guy was a middle manager at a corporation before he started this job.
He's an entrepreneur now, but he's caught. Yeah.
Wait, what?
He's using visual aids to motivate
this
them.
This horrible.
He's telling them he's managing their money for retirement.
He knows how to motivate employees.
You're saying he can lead a meeting.
Oh, yeah. He's read a lot of business books, this guy.
Right.
That's right. Yeah. In addition to Foster, he also had two women or madam types working for him, Hannah Chan and Ashley Holloway. No relation. They were in charge of recruiting the girls, managing them, managing the money, and driving them to prostitution appointments. So
when you said Ashley Holloway, no relation, what'd you mean?
The Holloway.
Natalie Holloway? Yeah. You thought you needed to throw that in there?
It came to me, so I said it.
Yeah, the girl that died in Aruba 20 years ago?
Sorry.
It's okay.
No
Wes.
Relation.
Sorry, it just came.
I just bit inside.
I just said I want to get inside his head.
It just popped
out. Just in case you were worried.
I can't believe you recognize that, Pat. I don't know what he's talking about.
I'm sorry.
All right.
Everyone is being charged with sex trafficking and various other crimes, and very likely going to jail for a long time. Even though Foster's attorney says he's innocent, one of his friends testified he was actually a very nice pimp who simply wanted to help the women in their prostitution ventures.
Yeah, because
they were going to do it anyways.
Yeah. And hey, you know what else can help you lose weight so you don't have to remove a rib to look smaller? Noom. What if you could use one program for all your health and weight loss needs? No more hunting for training apps, workouts, or calorie trackers and meal plans. Plus, add a goal specialist and a community of members to help keep you motivated and accountable. It's like a workout bestie all in one place. Noom helps with better self-care, feeling confident in clothing, more energy, and just an overall glow. I'm also able to make healthy choices. I'm in a better mood, my stress and anxiety is down, and I'm all around more likable. I have people come up to me all the time and say, you look like you're in great mood and completely stress-free, to which I reply, I know, and it's all thanks to Noom. Go out again. Don't stay home because you don't want to be tempted. Learn to resist temptations. Be comfortable in social environments. Trust your ability to make good choices. And the app is easy to use. If you can use iTunes, you can use Noom. It's
if
that
Wes
easy.
If Wes can use it, anyone can use
That's
it.
That's right. Very true.
It's true. You have like one app on your phone. It's Noom.
Yep, exactly. Form a new relationship with food. You don't have to eat it all just because it's in front of you. That's what they say. Noom is a habit-changing solution that helps users learn to develop a new relationship with food through personalized courses. No food is good or bad or off limits. Noom teaches moderation. We're all strapped for time, especially if you have constant appointments to keep up with, right? And we know time is precious. Noom takes just 10 minutes a day to commit to. Do it for yourself, for your family, for your partner, your daddy. You're human. If you go off track, there's no shaming, you can get back track on tomorrow with some tips.
Get back track. Yeah.
Get back track.
They'll get you back that track so quick.
Get back track.
You don't have to change it all in one day, though. Small steps make big progress. Sign up for your free trial today at Noom.com/HardFactor. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/HardFactor to start your trial today. That's Noom.com/HardFactor, the last weight loss program you need. Mark's going to make a comment about how I nailed the last one and fucked this one up.
Hit the road, Jack, and don't you get backtracked no more.
Right? And that's it. That's right.
All right, guys. Tori Ojeda, a 20-year-old polyamorous Jacksonville, Florida woman.
What does that mean?
Polyamorous means you just stick with me. You're going to know.
Okay.
And her four nerd ass boyfriends, it means a relationship of more than two partners, are expecting a baby. And according to the Mirror in the UK, the lucky baby girl will have four times the daddy issues to look forward to, as all four men are planning on raising the future Florida woman together.
But which one is the actual dad?
That's funny you ask that, Will. We'll get to it. So between Travis, Mark with a C, Chris, and Ethan, this little lady has a lot of father-daughter time to look forward to, in addition to a childhood of unprecedented childhood bullying. To answer your question, Will, which one of these strapping young cucks actually germinated Tori's seed, and how did they do it? I mean, was it like a Limp Bizkit Petri dish kind of thing?
Right, did they all have sex with her? How does this work?
Right. I'm guessing it was a fifth guy they don't know about.
Right. Maybe they put them all in there at the same time, fired a gun, hopefully, and let whoever had the fastest little swimmer do the deed. Or maybe it was a raw dog round robin. Who knows?
Jesus.
How does it work? Yeah. Did they discuss the dynamics at all?
Well, so what they do, Will, and what they do is they they all trade Tori on a rotating schedule. So every night one of the men will get into bed with Tori, and then the next night is the next guy's night, et cetera, which probably means that if it's your laundry day, it's a real shitty day in that house.
You got to get a load of these people. Pat played us a video. Tori, first of all, isn't exactly a looker. But the four guys she's with, Tori looks like she's a box of Dungeon and Dragon cards. Yeah. And the four guys are peeling open a box of Dungeon and Dragon cards.
And a lot of people
That's
listening
what these guys look like.
I've seen the picture. This is one of those times where Florida Man Friday fell like a week after this story was big. So I'm sure a lot of people have seen the picture. These dudes are nerds. Yeah.
Definitely the first woman that all four of them have ever had.
Right.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. They're all on their first chick.
Yeah.
So according to Tori, quote, Chris is the biological father. Mm-hmm. We know that just because of timing and when the appropriate conception date was.
Three guys even be involved then?
Because they're not going to find anyone else.
Well, I don't think that they can say with great certainty Chris is the father, is my thing.
Right.
Right. So they're always telling Chris, like, you know, you're not really the dad.
Oh, 100%.
It's like a firing squad scenario where only one of them has the bullet and they all have to shoot.
They all look alike. I mean, they all look really nerdy.
I wouldn't say they look alike. They definitely have a common trait.
Yeah.
Which is just general terrible genes. Anyway, Tori seems to think this pregnancy and five-way family is going to pan out as smooth as a group baby's bottom. But if you ask me, I think that things might get a little hairy, specifically because Ethan popped the question to Tori last July.
Oh, shit.
But the thing is, he only bought one ring. Mm. So right now,
Ethan's got a target on his back.
I hope the baby ends up okay when all five of these people end up dead.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, how do these cucks really feel about the revolving order of sloppy seconds through fourths with a screaming baby thrown in? Well, my guess is it's not going to work out well. And Chris said, quote, it's definitely a little interesting. We'll see.
This is like the most comical and furthest version from Hugh Hefner and like his like eight like Playboy. This is like the exact opposite with the woman
world.
And nerds.
Or three men and a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, except there's four of them.
Yeah.
And they're all cucks.
Yeah.
Whew. They're not all successful.
It's
Tom
a total
Sonics.
Cuck festival down there, bro. And they're all like under 23.
I bet like more important to them besides like who's like sleeping with her on which night is like who's higher ranked in like
World of Warcraft
or whatever video game, like whoever's got like better at the nerdy activities they do, that's probably more competitive.
Here's what I can tell you guys.
Who's got the best kill to death ratio? That's exactly. Like what's important in that house.
Yes. I'm putting the money on this right now. 1 year from now, there will either be a dateline about this family.
It's gonna be five murder. It's a murder.
Or there'll be one man standing.
One man standing is my guess.
It's
all going to drop out.
It's going to be a murder-suicide.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, something to look forward to.
I like the one man standing. I like how they're just competing with each other till there's only one. All right. Let's take it over to Orange County, Florida, where our story happens at a Chuck E. Cheese, but it's a little bit more intriguing than just that. A 26-year-old Florida man, Mariano Gomez Atum of Orlando, has been ticketed for some antics he pulled out back of a Chuck E. Cheese in Orange County, Florida, on Monday afternoon. What do you guys think he did out back of this Chuck E. Cheese?
Nothing good.
Yeah, I don't want to say what I think he did.
Yeah, nothing good happens out back of a Chuck E. Cheese.
No. Yeah, well, luckily, guys, it's not as gross as what Wes is obviously thinking.
We'll never know. That's the thing. We'll never fucking actually know. You think it's
bad. No, he pulled off a Natalie Holloway joke.
Release your browser history, Wes. Release your browser history.
Sorry. Yeah. So remember, he was only ticketed. So what happened was that Mariano somehow backed his truck directly through the back wall of the Chuck E. Cheese restaurant and into the women's restroom. And then he immediately fled the scene. Yeah, so
easier ways to get
the
in
video,
there.
The video,
no, that was no accident.
Yeah, it happened right below of security cam. So the video is amazing. Mariano's just like sitting in his truck, like staring out into a vacant lot, like directly behind the Chuck E. Cheese, just sitting there staring out into like a field. And then all of a sudden,
up, Will.
Yeah, well, he was doing something in there, and then all of a sudden the truck just like full speed backs up 30 yards in reverse and just plows into directly below the security cam. And it's just an incredible video, so it's worth the watch. Orange County Fire and Rescue said, quote, "Fortunately, because of the time of day, there were only a few patrons in the restaurant at the time. The truck crashed through the women's restroom and knocked the toilet right off the plumbing. Had there been anyone in the restroom, they most likely would have been injured," which is some good analysis from the fire guys there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're taking a shit, or it's a female, so if you're taking a number one or number two, and
number ones only,
and you're plopped on that toilet,
yeah, your body would have
injured.
Exploded. Mariano's probably truck injured. Would have exploded you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, no harm really. Besides, whenever Mariano has to pay for the damages to the building, he got a ticket for driving without a license and improper backing. So that was the only punishment for his crime there. This also makes me happy because I feel like hitting stuff in parking lots on accident with giant industrial vehicles, being somewhat intoxicated, is just like an American tradition. So I'm glad that they're not throwing the book at him over this.
Yeah, it's a boys will be boys scenario.
Yeah. I mean, I remember in Austin, I've definitely sat in passenger in some trucks, some work trucks that made some poor turns in parking
Backed
lots.
Into buildings.
But I don't know. I mean, I'm sure everyone here and most people listening, right, like have like accidentally not known they're in reverse and hit the gas.
Yeah. When I totaled someone's car that way one time.
How far did you go is my point.
4 feet.
Into the car.
Exactly. I think
went like 40 yards.
You don't go further than like 4 to 10 feet
before
hitting the brake.
That's true. Good point.
Yeah,
something doesn't add up here.
Yeah, Mariano, and he was just staring out into a field behind a Chuck E. Cheese. I mean,
right.
something's going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, no, he had one arm over the passenger seat,
and
looking backwards.
And he knew where the women's room was.
Yeah, he had a vendetta against that particular women's room for some reason.
Yeah.
Maybe there's some graffiti with his name on it in there.
Yeah,
something. I'm glad Mariano is passing on the time-honored American tradition of making questionable decisions in Chuck E. Cheese parking.
Tell you what, though, Will,
he's a hero.
No one's writing Mariano job, has a small dick on the inside of a woman's bathroom stall.
Not anymore.
No.
Just a heavy foot.
But you know what else is American, guys? The 2020 presidential election. And in the vein of what Keen Dog told us yesterday, it looks like there's some certain locks to be had in the 2020 election markets on Predict-It. So right now, the 2020 Republican nominee, Donald Trump, is at 84 cents. So if you think he's not going to be removed from office, that 84 is actually 100. So if you're betting in the Keen Dog style, that is a sure winner. But here's another one I'm hot on and I've been invested in personally recently, and that's Bernie Sanders in the D, who's going to get the Democratic nominee market. He's come up right now. The market's at Joe Biden, still in first, at right under 30 cents. Bernie has come up to the 20 cent range. Elizabeth Warren has fallen all the way from 50 down to 15. Yes. And Pete Buttigieg fell from like 25 to 15. I don't really see anybody else coming out of the D field besides those four. I think Warren has been tanking too much, and I think that progressives don't like Joe Biden. So Bernie will get a lot of Warren support after she fizzles out. So to me, I think Bernie, he's going to grow at least from 20, and you can probably make a profit even selling him, even if he doesn't get the nomination. So that's what I'm on. What do you guys think about that?
I don't like it. I think you could make money off it, but I don't think you should ride that one out because he's not going to get the nomination. Yeah, I think that he came out, apparently, like some information leaked that he's only going to do one term.
That was Biden.
Yeah, that was Biden, yeah.
Oh, was it Biden? I thought it was Bernie.
That was Biden.
Even more. Bernie's not going to do two terms either. I think that ageism is going to start to play pretty soon.
Interesting. Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I just don't see Warren or Buttigieg getting it. But
I like the spike theory, you know, get in, he might spike a little bit and get out.
Yeah, I think he goes up and you sell it. Or I would bet no on Bernie when he gets the spike is what I would do.
There's also locks like no on Hillary, 91 cents. Yeah. No on Bloomberg, 92 cents.
Yeah, the big takeaway is think about percentages. Think about getting 10% on your money, 20% on your money, 30% on your money. It's going to be hard to get 80, 90% on your money. But if you do those little percentages consistently, you can make cash.
Yeah, you got a lot of cash. You can make it climb pretty high.
Yeah. That's right.
Anyways, whether you agree with me and think Bernie can shake off the heart attack blues or the other guys, doesn't matter. However you see it unfolding, go to predictit.org/promo/hardfactor20 to get your first $20 matched on us in the stock market of politics. Very fun to play along. And we have a debate next week, so make sure to be in there by then because we have good prop markets coming up.
Nice. All right, guys. Arnold Abbott is a 90-year-old Florida man with a big heart and kind soul. He runs a nonprofit called Love Thy Neighbor.
Not another nonprofit.
Yeah, this is
what
a little
this
bit
one
different.
Do?
This is a different one. And since 1991...
They fuck neighbors?
Yeah.
How do they fuck the neighbors?
No, they don't do that, Pat. Sorry. And since 1991, he has been feeding the homeless.
Did they fuck the homeless?
No, he didn't fuck the homeless.
Rob Graves.
The city's fucking him.
Natalie Holloway's grave.
So, yeah, he's feeding the homeless and impoverished citizens of Broward County. Seems like a real great guy, right? Well, not according to police in Broward County, who have charged Abbott, along with Pastor Dwayne Black of the Sanctuary Church in Fort Lauderdale, and Mark Sims of St. Mary Magdalene in Episcopal Church in Coral Springs, for violating new ordinances that Fort Lauderdale passed prohibiting food sharing in public and the storage of personal property in public. And the three men are now facing $500 fine and jail time.
Come on.
What does that mean? Sharing food with the homeless?
This is like, okay, I'm interested in this one because there's always been that that thing. If you've worked at a restaurant, there's always been a rumor when they're throwing away food. You're like, why don't we give it to the homeless? And they're like, oh, you know, we can't do that because it'll violate our license or something.
I think it's a liability if you like maybe get them sick or something. I don't know. I don't know how that fucking works.
So they're feeding the homeless.
Yeah, you're going to get them sicker than they are.
Yeah.
They're feeding the homeless. They're doing a good thing.
Right.
Theoretically.
Yes.
And they got fined.
And they're facing jail time. So according to Abbott, and he's absolutely right in my opinion, these ordinances are just the city's way of ridding itself from the homeless population, and Abbott is not having it. Quoting the saint, quote, I'm going to have to go to court again and sue the city of Fort Lauderdale, a beautiful city. I don't do things to purposely aggravate the situation. I'm trying to work with the city. Any human has the right to help his fellow man. And Arnold, who is again 90 and doesn't give a fuck, says he has no plan to stop feeding the homeless, and something tells me the public may rally behind him.
Yeah. He can't get in too much trouble at that age for doing that.
This is an issue really close to Wes's heart too, I know, because today to tape the show I brought over some French toast and I didn't finish it. Mm-hmm. And as we were leaving his house, Wes was like, what do you want me to do with this French toast? And I was like, oh man, do whatever. And he's like, oh, I think I'm going to give it to someone less fortunate on the way. And then Wes pulled in the parking lot finishing the French toast himself.
No, I was eating a sandwich I made.
Yeah, sure.
No, that is Wes.
Licking his lips and his fingers of syrup.
Wes does have an odd, I won't call it a fetish, but he does,
it's
like
definitely a fetish.
He feeds the homeless all the time while driving.
He has a fetish
like,
for feeding the
I
homeless.
I like to watch him eat.
Yeah. So this guy is probably near and dear. When Wes was writing the story, he was probably like seeing
this
his
is 90-year-old Wes. Yeah.
Yeah, this is Wes.
Wes does also a lot of times give clothes to the homeless, and you're very good to the homeless.
I like to watch him wearing them.
Yeah. It doesn't match up with the most of the rest of your
nothing better than
your ideologies or lifestyle.
Well, Wes just likes to see his potential future, so he knows how to avoid it.
Nothing better than seeing a homeless guy wearing your jacket you gave him.
And then Wes thinks it could be me. I better straighten up.
Yeah, I'm just a nice guy, Pat.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Pat, take us out, man.
That's it.
All right, guys, a middle school bus in Manatee County, Florida, had to be evacuated after one of the students set off a bomb on the bus. Luckily,
like a fart?
Well, no, it was a bomb. Oh. But luckily, none of the students and or employees of Buffalo Creek Middle School who were on the bus were hurt. This is, of course, unless you consider being in the middle of an explosion of anarchy to be painful.
Why do you get so somber and like weird?
What are you talking about?
Well, anarchy is actually the fragrance of the Axe body spray that one of the middle schoolers on the bus.
See, I was close. I was right. It wasn't a bomb.
Applied to themselves a little bit too generously, causing a blast radius of swagger and violently expelling sex shrapnel that eventually led to the full evacuation of the bus.
He put on so much Axe.
So much Axe.
That they had to evacuate.
They pulled it over.
His kid's the best.
He's going to get laid so much.
The bus driver was very concerned. Yeah, EMS was called to the scene in case any of the passengers were suffering breathing issues related to inhaling.
He was choking people out with his fucking cologne.
The only people that passed out were women. Mm-hmm. For the middle school girls from fawning over him.
Exactly. Too much arousal, yeah.
Yeah.
Shit is like hairspray. It's fucking
No one had to be transported to the hospital, but they did report a number of cases of passengers being all hot and bothered.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, two instances of lovesickness.
That's a happy story.
Yeah. Another bus eventually came to pick up the stranded group, and the first bus was towed away and later incinerated. That's going to do it for Hard Factor. Thank you guys so much for listening this week. This has been Florida Man Friday. Hey, guys, next week, it's the last Democratic debate of the year. It is the 19th of December. We are going to have a commercial watch party like we always do. We're going to get a ton of predicted markets up, hopefully three or four that are mentioned markets that you can bet along with the debate. It'll be a lot of fun. So get ready for that, y'all.
Reviews.
Oh, yes.
We're so
almost
close.
At 3,000 reviews. Give us a Christmas present. Give us a review. Smash the 5-star like button. Subscribe. Thank you guys so much for listening and have a great fucking day.
I'm so nervous, I just sit there.